Last week, a crowd gathered in Lagos, Nigeria to celebrate an attempt at a new world record. Chef Hilda Bassi cooked for 4 days straight. She ended her cookathon at 100 hours of nonstop cooking. The previous record was 87 hours.
Bassi learned to cook from her mother, who was a caterer, but she didn't grow up dreaming of being a chef. She actually wanted to study medicine.
But then I just realized that cooking was something that came very naturally to me. And I remember doing it even in university, where I used to cook for events in my school.
So she became a chef. She owns a restaurant, makes cooking videos, teaches classes, and she thought one way to make a name for herself was to take on the Guinness World Record for marathon cooking.
In the beginning, I was going through a huge wave of anxiety and fear.
Bassi says the support of her brother and her fans kept her going through the physical and mental exhaustion.
So there's something my brother had said to me that was so profound. And he said to me, you know what? You've not dropped yet. You're still standing and you're still able to put things in the pot. So just keep doing it until you can't do it anymore.
She wanted to highlight African food in her world record attempt. And so the menu featured more than 55 recipes, many of them Nigerian.
I made coconut rice. I made afang soup, egusi soup. I made ukwa. I made nkobi.
Despite her exhaustion, Bassi says the cookathon was like a 4-day-long party, complete with a large crowd and lots of Nigerian music. Bassi says one artist who's not Nigerian was particularly inspiring.
I listened to a lot of Taylor Swift. In fact, we had a whole Taylor Swift concert during the cookathon because, you know, I kept listening to Love Stories and You Belong With Me.
Bassi tells us she's just submitted all her evidence to the Guinness World Records team and she hopes to hear back soon.